This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, here we go. The DJV show, here we go. And the DJV show, here we go. It's on with the show. Jennifer Horn. Can we find something to rhyme with that? She was born as Jennifer Horn. Ah, okay, clever. Thank you, Doug. Victoria Keelan. What can we come? Keep reeling with Victoria Keelan. I like that? That's pretty.
It's impressive, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. And yes. Kara Schillen. And no more, let's see, what can we do with that?
People used to say, chilling with the shillin' villain.
Chilling with the shillin', okay, that's good enough, all right. Well, let's see if we can move into another zone, shall we, Jennifer? The zone, the Gen Zone. It sounds like there's a company headquartered in Framingham called Genzyme. They are a big scientific research firm. So you can start your own business. Call it the Gen Zone. Wherever she goes,
all right.
It's the Gen Zone. All right, so what's in the Gen Zone as we start this?
Well, unfortunately, it's kind of yucky in here. There's some superbugs around.
Bugs!
The CDC.
Bugs!
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new report this week that said superbugs that resist antibiotics have killed nearly twice as many people as previously thought. Mm-hmm. Apparently, one woman had 3 years of unending pain. She was hooked up to feeding tubes, frequent hospitalizations, and it was all caused by an out-of-control bacterial infection that caused severe colitis. So she said, you can't eat, you can't talk, you can't walk, and hope definitely starts to fade. At one point, she actually got her affairs in order, thinking that she was going to die. She said she just cried to herself, saying, please, just let me die now. That's how bad it was. What she had was called C. difficile. And that caused nearly a quarter of a million hospitalizations and at least 12,800 deaths in 2017. It's one of five antibiotic-resistant urgent threats that were identified by the CDC. Two of them are new and have been added to the list since 2013. And one of them wasn't even on the radar for the CDC 5 years ago. But there is a little bit of good news in this report. Since 2013, there's been an 18% drop in deaths from all types of antibiotic-resistance infections. So at least people, they're suffering, but they're not dying. According to the CDC advisor, Michael Craig, he said it's not just new antibiotics that we need. We also need new vaccines, new diagnostics, and other new tools to help doctors better treat their patients or better prevent the infections in the first place.
There you go.
For this woman who suffered, she said she finally got better from a procedure that transferred bacteria from a well patient's gut into hers. You talk about the gut all the time, Dougie, and here's a good example of it. That fixed her. The overuse of antibiotics has helped create all of these resistant bacteria. So with cold and flu season here,
drug
I think all of us are kind of dealing with a little funk.
Yeah.
The CDC is reminding everyone that antibiotics are not recommended for infections caused by viruses like the common cold. A lot of people just want to run to the doctor and get a prescription.
Well, I had a viral bronchial infection. At first, Dr. Ken thought it was a bacterial one, so he gave me a Z-Pak, which I took, didn't do anything at all. And then we figured out, well, it must be a bacterial thing, and you can't do, there's nothing to fight, I'm sorry, not bacterial, viral, there's nothing to fight that except using liquids, a lot of vitamin C, echinacea, natural things, but yet there still would be somebody that would try to come up with something to give you because they want to push the pills, push the drugs, push. So it's time we realize what that does to our body. Go outside, have your children go outside, play in the dirt, get in the mud, roll around in the sand, whatever it is. But we are building up a class of wimps in many different ways, including how our bodies react to some of the things that are out there. And as I think you said, Jennifer, these bugs are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. not because of our inability to fight them off, but because of all of the drugs that we take that screw up our system. It's us screwing up ourselves and not realizing it, because you get pumped every single damn ad. Every time you go into a spot set on television shows, there's an ad for some kind of drug. Buy more drugs.
Yeah, that's it. Let's take a pill for that.
Drugs. Right. Yeah, more drugs. So we were recently talking about a video that my daughter-in-law posted about a police encounter in Los Angeles where a man was eating...
It was in San Francisco, actually.
Oh, it was San Francisco, sorry. San Francisco, where he was at the train stop and he was eating a sandwich, and the police arrested him for eating a sandwich. Now, is there a sign that says no eating on the train stop or something?
Apparently a lot of other people were eating, and that's why he said to the cop on the video, all these people are doing the same thing. It's a sandwich shop that's right here. I'm standing here eating a sandwich, waiting for the train, and then, but you singled me out, is what he was saying
to
the cop.
Right, because he was black. So I wanted to visit another situation that I became aware of. This is in New York City. New York City and street food, they sort of go together.
Oh, the churro lady. This is a big story locally.
Oh, you want to tell it? You're probably, because you're from New York. I think this is the same type of thing, isn't it? Isn't this the same thing?
Yeah, everywhere on the subway, all around the city in all the five boroughs, you can find somebody selling churros. And that's just, New Yorkers buy them on their way to get onto the train. It's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. No one's getting harmed. But this woman, apparently, I don't know her name, but she got arrested for selling the churros. And then de Blasio got involved because the press asked him about it. And, you know, he kind of said, well, you know, she was told to leave three different times or whatever. So it's just become like churros versus the police. It's not. It just seems like, I don't know. Part of this is because they're trying to crack down on people skipping.
Yeah, but they're not cracking down on men doing it. They're cracking down on women doing it. And I think that's the issue. One of the issues.
Are there men doing it?
There are men who are doing it as well. There are all kinds of... You look around New York, hot dog carts are everywhere.
Well, those are legal. Those all have permits.
Oh, no, they're not. No. There are some that are and some that aren't.
Most are, though.
Well,
a lot of people, they do, because they pay like $100,000 for the license to stand there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but so there is some.
What the guys are selling, when you see guys selling illegal stuff in New York City, it's handbags, it's stolen goods, watches, it's all the counterfeit, the knockoff stuff. Usually that's all men selling that.
Blah Blasio doesn't address is the demand by the public for these mobile food vending trucks, carts, whatever you want to call them. And so they refuse to give out any new. You can't get a new license, and yet people everywhere want to have, you know, you're walking down the street and you want a hot dog, give me a hot dog, or whatever else they're selling. And so these things have grown and grown and grown. There are only 2,900 vending permits available in the city, and there are 22,000 people who at last count were out selling things. Some were using, leasing other people's permits, that kind of stuff. But what attracted me to this, and why I wanted to talk about it, Victoria, was it seemed that there was a focus on women selling things more.
Well, women are the ones who sell
the
churros. So that's why this is, you know, making headlines. I don't know that necessarily more women are being arrested than men. I'd have to really look at some more stats on that, because I don't know that that's accurate. But in this case, for food, you do see women selling food more than men. And I mean illegally selling food, like the churros or whatever. But you see men selling all kinds of other things. And you know what the truth is? The men run fast. I've seen it happen a million times. As soon as they know cops are coming, they have signals to each other. They wrap everything up in a big plastic bag, and they run. And so they don't get caught. Yeah, right? I mean, everyone's seen it. They don't get caught.
Oh, yeah. Canal Street,
Canal Street.
I think basically the focus
goes into
is
lockdown.
On right and wrong, and that's why I focused on it, because I didn't think the first example was right, and I didn't think that one was right either.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, it's 16, coming at 16 past the hour. If you're interested in community-supported fishing, you know how we have CSAs, community-supported agriculture? There's a new thing called community-supported fisheries, CSFs. If you want to find out how that works, there's a small group of fishermen who are trying to make it more big time, and it looks like, it sounds like, actually, in the story, that this is a great way for you to get. If you want fresh food, you do the CSA thing. You want fresh fish, you do the CSF. Find out how that works, the latest installment of the American Family Farmer Show, which I host. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringe-worthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off and additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of quickies here. Sarah Palin's getting a divorce, but she didn't know she was getting a divorce until her attorney, her husband's attorney, sent her an email. How about that?
That's terrible. I know, it is
bad. Kind of, it really
it
is.
It really is. You think everything's okay? I mean, obviously she must have had an inkling that they were having problems. You don't just get surprised like that. But to just find out that way is, yeah, it's rough.
She said they were going through counseling. Their marriage isn't over.
You would think if that was true that he would have broken up with her during counseling, right?
Yeah.
I think they're doing counseling now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
All right. Story from Air India. Yesterday there was a flight that was delayed 12 hours because there was a rat on the plane. They couldn't catch it.
Oh,
so
gross.
So gross. The rat ran up and down.
Wait, I thought Adam Schiff was conducting the impeachment hearing.
I know, Jennifer. Ding, 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 boom, boom. All right, so I guess there's a lesson in that. Don't let a rat get on your plane. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Have your congressman.
21 after the hour.
Mm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Not very good either, and he's usually pretty good.
All right,
Rod
well, this
Stewart
is his version with the Philharmonic.
Oh, so this is from the new album.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
And the album's called "You're in My Heart."
But he has had a version of Ruby Tuesday for like 20 years. But
yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't really like Rod Stewart, but
oh, okay.
I like the Philharmonic.
He
so.
Told me he likes you. I don't understand what's the problem.
That's a little creepy.
Of course, he would like her.
No, I'm not talking about that. Rod Stewart and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. There's a release coming out in another couple of weeks, but now he's planning his next record. He said, quote, "I'm trying to put together a country album, not just country music, but folk music, older stuff that I was brought up on. It's an opportunity to let people hear another side of me. I don't think I want to hear that side of you, but that's all right.
Okay,
I like some of the
off
stuff.
Rod Stewart here.
No, there's
can't
some of the old stuff. I like Maggie May and some of the old things that came around when he was first getting popular. He says he hasn't picked out the exact songs he wants to record, but he's eyeing an obscure 1963 Bob Dylan studio outtake called Walls of Red Wing, alongside Willie Nelson covers and a few Irish Uprising folk songs. He went back to some of his earliest rock roots a couple of months ago when he reunited with Jeff Beck for a special show at the Hollywood Bowl. It was the first time the former Jeff Beck Group bandmates had played together since a surprise two-song set at a theater in L.A. back about 10 years ago. They did five songs this time, including some they hadn't done in decades, like Morning Dew, Blues Dixie, and Rock My... My what? My
Slim Soul.
Song. I don't know that. I know Morning Dew. That's a good song. Stewart remains on the road with a run of British arenas during the rest of this month, long string of Vegas shows through 2020, and an Australian tour next fall as well. He's also having his right knee replaced in January, which will force him to work hard to be back in touring shape for the Vegas kickoff in March. That's true. Going to work at that. A biopic is also a possibility. He said, "I wouldn't want to do it like Elton John's Rocket Man. That turned out a bit like Mamma Mia, but the Queen one was bloody marvelous."
I don't know. I don't think people agree with that, do they? I think most people thought
Elton's
that
was way more of a music. It was a movie musical. I see what he means. The Queen was more of a straight biopic.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And Elton's, a lot of criticism on Rocket Man was that people didn't know that it was going to be people, you know, breaking out into song and dance in every scene.
Yeah, okay. Got it. All right, next up, Garth Brooks, who won an award at the CMAs. What was he, Entertainer of the Year? Was that it?
Yeah, Entertainer of the Year. Yeah. I think he broke the record for the most awarded Entertainer of the Year.
So he's going to do
a
couple more
high energy
dive bar stops. He was on the stage in Joe's Bar back in July in Chicago. Remember that? Dove into his first dive bar show and then went on to stops in California and Texas and Florida and Ohio. And now he's headed east in December the 2nd, actually. He's going to play Prospectors in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And that night he'll do another show at the Sixth String in Foxborough, Massachusetts, which is not a big thing. The show at Sixth String, 300 miles from Prospectors, will be the final show of the dive bar tour. So what do we think of him?
How hard is it to get tickets for this, do we think? Is this like winning
like
a trip to the moon?
Yeah.
I know.
He says for him there's no difference between playing for five people or 500,000. Not at all. It's about getting it down to the one-on-one communication. It's maybe even a little more nerve-wracking to play for five people than it is for 500,000. Now, that's an interesting revelation, isn't it, huh?
I think that's true.
I think a lot of artists say that because you can actually see the faces of people when you're that close. Whereas
it's
kind of a wall when you're playing to 500,000 people.
Yeah, you don't see anything. So anyway, that's the story. Update on Garth Brooks here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
I've been there before.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The 5.5-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hour. Buckle up. Another half hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen plus Doug Steffen on the air. And it's time for us to take one of our daily trips to California. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. As it turns out, I am doing that. Today, Victoria is going to take us there with a different focus. We all talk about how strange government is in California. Lots of people who are clueless, who are involved in legislative processes. Gavin Newsom seems to be about as tone deaf as any politician you can find. So what's going on in California, Victoria?
Well, there are some, from my opinion, there are some really great things that have come from California that usually trickle down and affect the rest of the country in a positive way.
Yep.
But this, I don't know, is one of them. This, and Jen, have you heard of the Wildlife Traffic Safety Act?
Yes, where they built a bridge for the wildlife, yes.
Well, part of
is that the one you're talking about?
No, this is actually a pilot program that, this is so bizarre, and this is so un-California. It's a pilot program that allows people to butcher animals that they accidentally hit on the road. They can take home roadkill. This is the most bizarre thing that I've ever heard coming out of California. They now it is now legal to take home your roadkill or pick up roadkill along the side of the road, and you can totally take it home and cook it. And I don't know why anyone would want to, but now California has joined the other 25 states that allow people to eat roadkill. I don't
understand.
Why
would you be allowed? Well, why don't you make? Can't you make your own decision? What, is some cop going to be following you and you run over a woodchuck?
Thinking.
And come on, for God's sake.
Do you really have a hankering for that squirrel you just hit? I mean, who am I to
help yourself? Yeah, exactly.
So, it's a mobile app. It's for the pilot program. It's going to start in 2020. And they say, until then, if you do hit something with your car, that you should contact the Department of Fish and Wildlife obtain a permit. To take home the roadkill.
And a bunch of idiots.
I'm just wondering, if there's that much roadkill, why isn't it being used to feed the homeless?
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, why not?
California is so far. Right now. I love California's energy. I love being there. This time of year, I'm looking forward to spending more time there. But it is this kind of stuff. It's the essence of why you ignore laws and authority.
But 25 states, though, have the same law.
Ridiculous.
It's not just California.
Ridiculous.
This is dumb. But the Wildlife Protection Act, though, before we move from that, it could be actually a part of this, because I really thought that was the name of it. They actually built an overpass over
I remember that last year.
Freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
That was specifically made for animals crossing.
Big signs.
You know, animals.
Deer
animals.
Here.
Exactly, because you know deer are out there reading.
Yeah.
They
reading
know how
those
to do that.
Signs,
right? To try to crack down on roadkill.
So here's another story. Let's go right to the City of Angels for the employment report. Jennifer, you've probably done this on your local program on KRLA in the morning in Los Angeles. City Controller Ron Galperin has released a review of city employee overtime. The report is called, 17-page report, called On the Clock. And it not only has made headlines in L.A., but all around the country. For example, the highest-earning fire department employee pulled 5,616 hours of overtime last year. He earned $360,000 on top of his base pay of $127,000. Firefighter makes $487,000. That's $500,000 as a firefighter. There are some other staggering figures as I look at this. Department of Transportation traffic officer, who earned regular pay of $65,000, clocked 3,000 hours of overtime, adding $174,000. This is a traffic. This is one of those brown employees. This is a traffic warden directing traffic, making $225,000. Now, let's see here. What else is on the city employee list? The total last year, Jennifer, 8.5 million hours of overtime, cost the city $470 million. 91% of police officers and firefighters get overtime pay, an average of $27,000 a year per employee. 18 fire department employees collected more than $200,000 in overtime, and 11 general employees, they're not first responders, made $100,000 in overtime. That is people working in an office shuffling papers. Good
God. You know what makes me crazy about this is every election almost, there is a proposition on the ballot saying, if you don't pass this, we're not going to have enough money to pay our police officers and our firefighters. And then you see stories like this. And look, I'm not mad at these firefighters because that's a lot of them.
I'm not mad at them either. They're doing what they're allowed to do.
Yeah, they're exactly. And they get into the business of firefighting and being a traffic cop or a police officer, knowing full well that they can get overtime to compensate them, you know, or make their salaries even bigger. I'm not mad at them for that. What should be totally explained is how the city and how the state is managing it and just why we need all this overtime. Look, I'm all for protecting and staffing, but it's not always fire season. I mean, I get it during certain months of the year, but not all of them.
All right, but here's one that's even more egregious. The port of Los Angeles down
LA Harbor, San Pedro. Yeah.
San Pedro, right. Okay. So there are 12 port pilots that work, specialists in bringing the ships into and out of the harbor. Every one of them has a base pay of $315,000, and they all averaged overtime of $200,000. So a port harbor employee, $526,000 was their average pay for the 12 of them. Is there no supervision? Nobody. The one fire captain last year bulked up a base pay of $130,000 with $300,000 in overtime. Huh? $450,000? How do you manage that? The fire department seems to be the most egregious. The building and safety senior heating inspector, he had $150,000 in overtime on his base of $120,000. $270,000 to be the heating inspector. The guy that runs, the head of the...
that's what I'm thinking. Nice work if you can get it.
General manager of the airport earned $381,000 last year. I don't know, that doesn't sound like a lot. Well, it is a lot, but the airport, that's a big responsibility. How much money does the mayor make? Let's see.
Too much. Anything over $5 is too much. I don't know, probably $150 or $200.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, just an overview of things from the City of Angels here on the DJV program. If you would like to know the top 10 secrets for overcoming setbacks in your life, I got it for you. Podcast called Your Hidden Power, which I do every week. Your Hidden Power, the top 10 secrets for overcoming setbacks. Now you can find that. It's Hidden Power number 119 at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
I'm David Gregg, BehindTheBuy.com senior editor, with my top product picks to ease the stress of preparing for the holidays. Jura's Giga 6 machine has perfected coffee brewing. Select, customize, and brew 28 specialty drinks with the touch on the color display. Your brew is always fresh because it's from beans, never capsules, and ground by two ceramic disc grinders. It can be wirelessly controlled with Jura's app to further enhance your premium coffee drinking experience. LifeProof's tree cases provide 360-degree waterproof protection and the slimmest design ever for drop, dirt, and dust protection. Next from LifeProof is built to last thanks to its colorful bumper. LifeProof's slam case provides drop protection with a one-piece design, and the flip cases have a hidden wallet and viewing stand. Get more cabinet space and better organization with Spicy Shelf Deluxe. Use them throughout your home's cabinets for spices, medicine, cosmetics, and more. Spicy Shelf is fully adjustable, supports up to 40 pounds, has a non-slip surface, and they're easy to build and install. Buy it for under $20 at Bed Bath & Beyond and Target. The new Hydrolite flashlight runs on water, so it never needs batteries or charging. Just dip its fuel cell in water for about 10 seconds to power it for up to 300 hours. Extend its barrel and Hydrolite becomes a lantern. It's a must for homes, vehicles, boats, campers, and emergency kits. Find it now at Walmart for under $20. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour on the DJV program. Steve Perillo is here with us, president and owner of Perillo Tours. I go back, Steve, to the days of Mario Perillo and all those fabulous ads that
you
father...
That
oh, my
the
God.
The 90s and the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. It was... Your father just looked the part, sounded the part. He was the one who started the tour business, wasn't he?
Really, my grandfather did it in 1945 in the Bronx. He came over by steamship, and he started this company. My father did it for 50 years. I've been doing it for 30 years. Nothing like my father. He was the greatest. But we're still growing, and Italy is still growing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about going to Italy, and one of the things that people are thinking about maybe in the moment is the situation in Venice with all these historic high tides and what's happening there. I remember going to Venice quite a number of years ago and thinking what a fabulous place, and if I were going to take a Perilda tour, I'd want to go to Venice. But do people ask about that when they're booking their tours? Do they wonder what the best season is to go to avoid this sort of thing?
Well, you could avoid. We have a lot of people in Venice right now, and we give them the boots. They get right in the boat from the, you know, from the lobby door, right into the power boats. But it's something you never forget. I mean, it sounds bad, and it is bad for Venice. But if you're a tourist and you're in the floods of Venice, you'll never forget that for the rest of your life.
Right.
It's so cool in a way. I don't recommend it, though. You should go when it's dry. But in general, I like Italy in the off season. Anywhere, really. The off season is the time to go. But Venice will calm down in a few days.
What do you consider the so-called off season?
That is November, December, January, and February, a little March, and it's much quieter. It's much more Italian. There's not many tourists around. The weather in Rome is 55, 60 in the daytime. In Venice, maybe high 40s. And the price change is astronomical, the price difference in hotels. They go from €300 down to €150. Even first-class hotels in January, you know, the sun is always shining in January. And like my father always used to say, you can go in the summer for $2,000 more, or you can buy yourself a $50 jacket and go in January.
That sounds like something your father would have said. That's correct.
Yeah,
it is. So the sorts of things that you specialize in, I don't mind. I think this is a fabulous way. There's probably nobody better known, at least among my crowd, when it comes to going to Italy than Perillo, and the sorts of things that you do that are special, that's kind of what I want you to underscore here for a minute or two, the places to go and what you do that are different than just the average, okay, let's take a great trip, because Italy's a great place to go. I have a friend who just got back from Italy, and a fabulous place. It's always fabulous. I've been there three or four times. It's great.
You have. You have to go to Rome, Florence, and Venice. Let's face it. If you come to the States, you got to go to New York, you know, Washington, D.C., Boston. These are places you should see, but we go to little unknown things like in Rome, there's a Knights, the Knights of Malta has their headquarters there, and their big gate, they have a little keyhole that nobody knows about. You put your eye in this keyhole, and you see the St. Peter's Basilica perfectly silhouetted in this keyhole. I was there a few weeks ago at midnight, and people were lined up to look through this stupid keyhole, and it was just, so my secret's getting out. The Castelli Romani, outside of Rome, there's Roman castles, little towns that no one knows about. Only a half hour outside of Rome, the emperors used to go there to cool off in the summer. And we go to these tiny little restaurants. One of them is called Frascati. Frascati is a famous white wine, and that's where it comes from, right outside of Rome.
A friend of mine went over a number of years ago. I remember she telling me the story, going with a couple of her girlfriends to learn how to cook. And I wondered if that sort of thing, because there's nothing like Italian cooking. Do you ever put groups together that want to learn how to cook?
Yeah, we have cooking classes on all our trips now. The people demand it. So pasta, what is pasta? It's flour and water, not even eggs. Pasta is flour and water. When you learn how to make it, it's amazing how fresh pasta tastes. And you learn how to do that and the sauces, but the secret to Italian cooking are the fresh ingredients. There's so few ingredients in Italian food, but they have to be great. They have to be. The tomatoes have to be exceptional, and the garlic, the olive oil. So, of course, we have cooking classes. We have pizza making classes, pasta making classes, and it's just the food is. I'm getting hungry to think about
me,
it.
I am too, actually, listening to you, Steve Perillo from Perillo Tours. Go online to perillotours.com/tips. Great tips here. Travel to Italy. Good time of year to do it. It's 10 before the hour. Speaking of time.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
For Dr. Ken, the focus on intelligent medicine here, what to do to take care of yourself. I mentioned the Juul, J-U-U-L company. They've been selling a lot of things, patches and puffers, to get people off of tobacco or nicotine. And I guess at this point in time, the question is, can we trust any of their products? They seem to be the ones at the core of the vaping discussion, but are they all bad, or are there some of the things that they have that are good? What would you recommend if somebody came to you? This is the actual question. Somebody comes to you and they're smoking and it's affecting their heart and their lungs and their, smoking affects all of those things. So what do you tell them to do to get off of the nicotine habit? Would you send them to a Juul?
Well, I would definitely not send them to a flavor Juul. Mm-hmm. And I would have to do this on an individual basis, because this wouldn't be my first choice, because we learned that these products were being sold with contamination in them.
Right.
And so this certainly would not be my first choice on the long list of ways to get people off of cigarettes. But I'd have to do this on an individual basis, because this is a very concerning report that we're just learning today.
So, would you scare mean, doctors have information. If you really want something to work, I find fear is a great motivator. This is what your lungs are going to look like. And you show them a picture of somebody's lungs after they've smoked for 50 years or what your heart's going to look like.
And it's amazing because people are very different in their when they receive that kind of information. There's definitely a good fraction of people who will immediately get off it and will make every effort to get off it. But there are some people, and some of it's even genetics, who are tied to nicotine, and regardless of what you tell them, they will not get off it. I have been in intensive care units, people on ventilators, and just can't wait to get some cigarette smoke into their lungs. This is often tied to a specific genetic type we now know. And so it's very individual how this occurs. And my own feeling about these e-cigarettes is, for me, I certainly wouldn't get involved, and I would not advise getting involved in these unless the doctor advised and there was really no other choice to get off of cigarettes. But using this as a fun habit for teenagers, boy, I certainly wouldn't advise it.
No. All right. There's a book called Deep Medicine, How Artificial Intelligence Can Make Healthcare Human Again. A lot of people are reading this. The author is Eric Topol, looking at his insights. This was sent to me by another one of my medical friends, focusing on modern medicine, the techniques of taking body scans, like you do with that, whatever that machine is, that is a CAT scan machine. You look at your body. You can do the same thing now with your brain, all of your organs, pretty much everything in your body. And I wonder, how is this going to be available to the average person, or is it so expensive that insurance won't pay for it? It looks like a great way to really find out what goes on in your body, head to toe.
Eric Topol is an interesting gentleman. He's a cardiologist. He's at the Scripps out in California. He's just been a guy who's always been a little ahead of his time. And he sees and talks about the direction that he sees medicine heading. And it would be nice if we get there. And he's probably just a little bit ahead because, you know, it takes... A lot of this is driven by the people who pay for it, the insurers, and they want to see research validating Dr. Eric's ideas. But he has been at the forefront his entire career, putting out the future, and he's pretty good. His telescope is pretty good. And so I would not underestimate anything Dr. Eric talks about. I have listened to him for decades.
Well, I think there's certain genius if you know how to read the stuff. You send your material out to a radiologist to look at, right, and interpret for you, or do you now?
Are you talking about CAT scans of the coroners?
Well, in general, because this technology looks into your body, and it's a radiological thing.
Yes, we do it all together as a group because these things do get complicated, and I'm sure that Dr. Topol uses his colleagues at Scripps in California and does this as a group effort because they get so complex, not one doctor could possibly understand what they're dealing with alone.
Right. All right. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.